Well, we're back at the old water cooler. Hi, Leslie Ann.
Hi, Chuck.
Leslie Ann, I want to talk to you for a quick second about museums.
Oh, sure.
I know that you and Mark have dragged your kids to museums, as I have. do you have a favorite museum in
New York, I sure do, in
New York State?
Yes.
Yeah, what do you got?
My favorite museum, and I think we've talked about this before on the air, is the Wild Center up in Tupper Lake in the Adirondacks.
Yeah, you love that.
I do. It's my all-time favorite museum.
And this is like the walkway over the
Adirondacks,
right?
Yeah, it's the coolest thing. I highly recommend it to everybody who likes the outdoors. But I have a favorite local museum.
Yeah.
Or I should say regional museum. And I grew up going to this. I don't know if you've ever been to the Roberson Center. Some people call it the Robertson Center in Binghamton, but it's pronounced Roberson Center.
I have never
stepped
foot in it.
Yeah, it's great. The Roberson Museum and Science Center, it's in Binghamton, as I said, and it focuses on art, local history, science, and natural history. And I went to it as a kid. I just really like it. And it even has a planetarium, which is really cool. Really, the best part about it, Chuck, is that there's something for everyone, really all ages.
I like to go during the holiday season because at the holiday season, they have a display with all these differently decorated trees that have been donated, and they all have a different theme. And then they have a display of Christmas around the world, and it's just wonderful.
Yeah.
And then you go into this adjacent building that's an old house, and each room, it's like a Victorian home. Each room is decorated with a different Christmas theme. It's gorgeous.
That is neat.
It's so much fun. And they have one
right
room
in Binghamton, yeah,
that's a giant model train set. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And just to see the little, you know, if you've seen the one at the Oneonta History Center, times that by 20.
Yeah.
I mean, it really encompasses an entire room. It's the neatest thing.
I'm going to have to get down there.
Yeah, I think you would enjoy it.
You know what my favorite museum is that I really it's fun, kitschy. I don't know if you've ever been. It's out towards the Finger Lakes, and it's the Jell-O Museum.
I've never been to the Jell-O Museum.
It's in Leroy, New York, out by Batavia.
Okay.
And it is, Leroy, New York is the birthplace of Jell-O.
How about that? Who knew?
Yeah. And it was born there 120 years ago or whatever. And so the good people of Leroy have put up a Jell-O museum. And they'll get 25,000 visitors a year.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. I mean, think about it. We all grew up eating Jell-O. I sure did.
Yeah, and the thing about Jell-O, what they tell you inside, first of all, the museum is the most colorful museum you've ever seen.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because they use all the Jell-O flavor colors everywhere. It's behind the Leroy Historical Society mansion, and I went to look for it one time, and I got stuck in the mansion, and I said, okay, you know, I really like this, but where's the Jell-O Museum? She opened up the back door, and she swept her hand out, and she said, follow the Jell-O brick road, and there are all these pavers marked in the ground in the colors of Jell-O,
right,
with names of donors over the years, you know, and then you go up and into it. Like the lady that took me on the tour said, there's not a lot to say about Jell-O. It's flavored gelatin.
Right.
But the story of Jell-O is the story of marketing and advertising. They were big on that. Big early proponents of getting a lot of the big stars of the day, like Kate Smith or Rudy Valley or Bing Crosby,
right,
paying a lot of money to get them to come on their radio show and shill Jell-O. But they almost went bankrupt spending money on these big stars, but people listen to the stars.
Oh, sure they do.
Their first ad, she should.
And what a weird product. I'm not surprised they had to use celebrities to promote it, because it's such a strange
thing.
It is. Jell-O is weird.
It is weird. And it's funny because she told me in the history of Jell-O that the founder of it spent all the money they had after inventing Jell-O, borrowing it from everybody, to put an ad in the, I think it was the Ladies' Home Journal in 1917. And the ad says, America's favorite flavored gelatin. They hadn't sold a box yet. And the story goes that in the old days, people used to say, you know what a Jell-O mold is? Like,
oh,
our grandmother,
sure.
That a Jell-O mold actually has the same kind of kinetic energy inside as a human brain.
No kidding.
And Robert Ripley and all these people talked about it. So you know what they did? They took it to, I think it was Krauss Memorial Hospital in Rochester, I think, and they had it tested.
And?
You have to go and see it.
Oh!
But I'll tell you what they have there is so cool. You would love it. They have a green Jell-O mold with a electronic probe stuck in it.
Oh, my word.
And a meter next to it that's moving.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And also the very best gift shop of any.
Oh, I'm sure.
Of any museum I've ever been to. I spent a couple of $100 in there on stuff for the kids and pens and Jell-O t-shirts and everything that you can imagine with Jell-O. So I would have to say that was a really fun
one. Yeah, that's your favorite.
That was a really fun one for sure, yeah. And you know, there's museums come in all type. I know that you and I are big fans of the Hanford Mills Museum.
Yes, I love,
for example.
I enjoy history.
Yeah.
So when, you know, when the kids were little and they enjoyed going to museums more often, we'd try to pick what we thought were the fun interactive museums,
because
that's what kids want. They want interactive. And the Farmers Museum was always
fantastic.
A fun one in Cooperstown, and Hanford Mills, another similar idea about how things used to be. I liked it from a learning perspective, but also I felt that it taught them some appreciation of all that we enjoy now and how hard it was back in those days.
Nobody does that quite like the Hanford Mills Museum.
I mean, and they make it fun.
They make it fun. And, you know, like their ice harvest festival that they have in the wintertime. No one would believe you if you told them that in Hanford Mills in January or early February, they carve their pond into big blocks of ice, put it in an ice house, and are still using it in August.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's
and
amazing.
And no electricity.
Yeah, they just pack it in sawdust.
Pack it in sawdust, make sure the air blows around it, and a block of ice will last 7 months.
Yeah, it's incredible.
But imagine 200 years ago without ice.
Yeah.
Imagine, how did you have a beer?
We sure take that automatic ice maker for granted.
Yeah. So I agree. There are all kinds of museums. Jell-O Museum is fun, tells the history of Jell-O in a very fun way. I've never been to Roberson Memorial.
Yeah.
Roberson Museum. I've got to get down there and check that out.
Oh, that's a fun one, right in Binghamton.
And we're
I think it's on Front Street.
Yeah, and we're both big fans of our local museums, but you and I are both big fans and supporters of the Hanford Mills Museum.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to tell you, Leslie, and you know, I've talked about museums and written about them and traveled all over the state doing presentations. And what I always say, one of the great wonders, and you've been there and I've been there, is to go into the bottom of Hanford Mills where the water wheel is.
Oh, yeah, that's neat.
I went there with Liz on the first time, and we went down. And Liz said, you know, she said, now this, watch this, Chuck. All these belts are going to move and all these levers
are going to move. It's impressive.
And this gigantic, massive wooden water wheel is standing on the Courtright Creek, and you're underneath the building. And she just yells, let her go! And upstairs, somebody pulls a big lever, and this wheel starts turning, and the building starts shaking.
Oh, it's loud.
And every once in a while, a fish flops out of one of the buckets going around, and it's going around and around and around, and that powered the mill.
Yeah,
and
it's
really
neat.
And to stand there in front of it is really a rare treat for museum goers in upstate New York.
Yeah, it breaks it all down for us, doesn't it, Chuck?
It really does. All right, Leslie, I'm going to let you go back to
See
work.
See ya.
Yeah, bye-bye.